Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and surrounding areas. Good evening and happy Thursday to you. I am Cindy Gilliard Tate, a.k.a. Cindy G, and I am so honored to be your guest for Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thank you for listening. As I share information and good practices, I've gathered from associates and friends and family. And thank you to our producer, Shireen Renee. Hey, without her, this couldn't happen. Thank you to our sponsors. That's Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us tonight. We're here every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So you are invited to tune in. You are invited to bring a friend, a family member. Invite someone to join you. You want to join the conversation, please feel free to do so. Just call 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. So tonight, we're going to talk about 8 financial steps for 2021. I've been cruising the internet, and there's so much information out there on finances and recommendations on here and recommendations on that. So this evening, I'm going to look and discuss the Forbes article that was written by Zach Friedman, who is a contributor to Forbes. And it talks about don't skip these 8 essential financial tips. So each week, I'll spotlight an article or multiple articles, have a guest, or actually looking forward to actually having a financial panel. But just know that this is a platform where I, my guests, the panel, we share best practices that have worked for us or worked for others in our family or in our communities. And as I said earlier, if you do have a best practice you want to share, then feel free to call 563-999-3722. But right now, I'm going to start with those 8 tips by Zach Friedman and his 4 financial tips. And the first one he talks about is to refinance your student loans. Now, I know for many right now, your student loans may not be top of mind because we don't have to pay them at this time. However, the interest rate are really good, and it's a good time to pay them. And I would agree with that. If you do have the financial means to do that, then most definitely do that. Student financing, is, according to Zach, is best for anyone who wants to get a lower interest rate. And once you get the lower monthly rate payment, you can pay off that student loan faster. So that is like the first step, the first recommendation. Refinance those student loans. And then secondly, he says, pay off your credit card debt. And there's some options. We talked about some last week, but I like what Zach had to say. You can consolidate some of your credit card debt with a personal loan, and that personal loan can be anywhere, starting at $1,000 and all the way up to even more. And you can pay that back off within 1 to 7 years. So with a personal loan, you combine your existing credit card debt into just one single loan, but you get a lower interest rate than your current credit card interest rate. And for many, once COVID-19 started, we saw where we had been paying our bill on time. We were not maximizing our credit limit. However, our credit limit was still cut. And so paying off that credit debt is really a key thing. And that's step two that Zach talks about in that article. Focus on paying off that credit card debt. And that's like step number two. And as he mentioned, consolidating it to make that happen. But then in the third step, he's talking about, okay, contribute to a 529 plan. Now, that's really speaking to parents. With that, you can plan for your children's education. And so step three of these eight steps, that's really key, because with that 529, it is a qualified tuition plan. So it has a tax advantage investment vehicle for the dependent's future education. And every state and the District of Columbia offers at least one 529. And some colleges and universities sponsors, they actually sponsor prepaid tuition plans. So that's another addition to just having that 529. And fourth, some people are taking advantage of it and some are, but maximize the contributions to your 401k or your IRA. If your company is going to match 6%, then do at least 6%. I mean, it is the ideal time to maximize those contributions. And at a minimum, at a very minimum, put in, as I noted, what they will match. I mean, at a very, very minimum, do that. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the other tips that Zach Freeman mentioned in his Forbes article. Thank you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy G, and we'll see you right after this break.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Got to hold on.
Survive. Can we find? tell the future. Invest in the best.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. I am your host, Cindy Gilliard Tate, a.k.a. Cindy G. And tonight we're looking at eight financial tips by Zach Friedman, who's actually a financial contributor to Forbes magazine. We'll review the first four. Refinance those student loans, definitely. Pay off your credit card debt. Third one, take advantage of the 529 plan, which is the tuition plan for your child, and then max contributions on your 401k or your IRA. Now, last four steps, he says sell investments to minimize capital gain taxes. So if you owe capital gain taxes, review your investment portfolio and consider selling any poor performers. And that tax loss harvesting can help you minimize or eliminate that capital gains tax. So that could be a winner for you long term. Then, make an extra mortgage payment. That's number six. If you have the extra funds, you can always pay more than a minimum payment. Make an extra mortgage payment to reduce your principal balance and save interest. And I'll go ahead and state this as it relates to your credit cards as well. If you pay more on your car note, when you pay more than what's actually owed, then it goes towards the principal and it lowers it. So take advantage of that at any time that you can. And then number seven, that tip, he said build an emergency. And so this is so important. You can build it with cash equal to at least 6 to 9 months of expenses. So if we were to roll back to March of last year, if many of us had had that, or for the ones of us who did have it, 2020 was not as stressful if you were in a situation where you could have that emergency fund. But if you didn't, it's nothing to beat yourself over with. We all have to start somewhere. So start with $250, then to $500, then $1,000, then look at having a month, 3 months, 6 months, but ultimately 9 months to a year, so that when a situation occurs, and a situation can be different things. For many of us, COVID-19, I think I've shared with you that the job that I had when COVID-19 started, I no longer have that job. And many, many of us lost our jobs. And then we have plants that survived COVID-19, but now are closing. We've had just different streams of revenue that we just no longer have. So we can focus on building that emergency fund, because it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Start tomorrow or start later today and just put something in there just to make a difference. And the eighth and final one, he says, create three financial goals for this year. He actually said for next year, but since we're already in the year. You know, saving money is certainly one goal to live a better financial life, but make sure to create three financial goals. The earlier you start planning, the sooner you can start acting to achieve your goals. And then those financial goals, what I'd recommend, you know, it's great to have them in our mind. It's great to put them in our smartphone, but write them down. Write them down and make sure there's some place where you can see them and that you can focus on them. If you're a family, you may have the financial goals as a family. And you may be married and still have your individual financial goals. We talked about this briefly last week. You may want to pay off your home, pay off your car, pay off your student loans, get your credit card debt. Whatever it is or whatever they are, they just need to be clear and concise. I want to save money. That's That's awesome. But to be specific, I want to save $50 a month, or I want to save $1,000. But whatever is specific, because you know how we talk about goals and how they need to be smart. And smart meaning that S, they need to be specific. And they need to be immeasurable, meaning that you can look and determine if that goal was met. So measurable is, you know, once that, did you actually save it, that amount? Did you actually save it in that time period? You can measure whether or not that goal was attained. And then A, it needs to be attainable. You don't want to set a goal, a financial goal, a physical goal, whatever that goal, if it's not realistic. It needs to be attainable, something that you can truly achieve. Should it be a stretch goal? Yeah, it's okay to be a stretch goal, but it needs to be an attainable one. And then something that's relevant, because if it's not relevant to what you're doing, you may not have the energy or even the want to achieve it. So make it relevant. And then timely. When are you going to complete this goal? Is it going to be this month, this week, this year, this quarter? I'm going to save $200. That's awesome. But I'm going to save $200 by February 14th. Is something that's specific, it's measurable, because you'll know when February 14th, do you have the $200 saved or not? It's attainable, you know, with changes and different choices and deciding to do this or not do that. It's relevant because we're in a time frame where we need to save, and it's timely because it has a specific date. So just as you work on these three financial goals, be it as a family or individual goals that you may have, just go by that SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. And so let me just recap Zach Friedman's 8 financial steps. He calls them, don't skip these 8 essential financial tips, not steps, but tips. So the first one again, is refinance your student loans. Secondly, pay off your credit card debt. Third, contribute to a 529 plan, contribution to your 401k or your IRA. Number 5, sell investments to minimize capital gains tax. And a tax advisor or an investment advisor can assist you with that. Make an extra mortgage payment. So when you do that, when you make that payment, it goes towards principal. But as I stated, you can use that as it relates to your car note, your credit card, and your mortgage, and any other bill. Number 7, build an emergency fund. Ideally, you want 6 to 9 months of expenses, but start somewhere. If possible, because it can help you in case of unexpected circumstances like medical bills, unemployment, COVID-19. And the last one, create 3 financial goals for this year. So those are the 8 tips from him. Not I had a quote that I was going to kind of wrap everything up with. It is a previous quote, but I still think it's appropriate. And it says, plan a day that you will remember more for what was fun, delicious, and meaningful than for what it wasn't. And I want to give a shout out to one of our family-owned businesses in the area. It's La Nacional Mexican Buffet, which is located at 4403 17th Avenue. It's available via DoorDash 2. Keep in mind that there are 30.2 million small businesses. Small businesses comprise 99.9% of all U.S. businesses, according to the Small Business Administration. So let's make sure we support our small businesses, because they are the backbone of our community, as well as the backbone of our nation. So here is a double shout out to them, family-owned small business located at 44 317th Avenue, the National Mexican Buffet, available via DoorDash too. So we're going to take a small break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll wrap up Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thanks for listening. See you after the break.
Are you struggling with vision loss as you get older? Do you have a child who is blind or losing their vision? Are you a blind person wondering how you'll succeed in school, at work, or as a parent? We can help. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness doesn't have to keep you from living the life you want. We invite you to learn more about us and how we can help at nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Welcome back to the last segment of Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thank you again so much for listening this week. You always are encouraged to participate by calling 563-999-3722. And so next week, I am hopeful that our 46th president has been inaugurated and that the country is at some level of peace. I will say enjoy this upcoming Martin Luther King weekend. I know for some individuals, we're going to make this a four-day weekend starting tomorrow on Martin Luther King's birthday and ending on Monday when we actually recognize his birthday. Enjoy, you know, continue to practice safety, being 6 feet apart, washing our hands for 20 seconds, and wearing our mask. So, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. Be safe. Look forward to spending time with each of you next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I encourage you to invite a friend to join and like that you want to hear about. We are planning for the month of February. So feel free to call in, even if you don't want to come on the air and say, you know, what you like to hear about. Still feel free to call 563-999-3722 and let us know what financial topics you would like to hear. Because as noted, this is a community platform. It's here to share best practices and to help as far as things that we know have worked for other people, be it our family, our friends, our community. And it's also a forum for finding out what you want to hear about and what you want to learn more about. And from there, we'll continue to develop our program, and we'll look to have some additional guests coming on later in this year, later in this month, including tax professionals as we prepare for our taxes and get some recommendations for some ways for us to save and things that perhaps we're not doing that can help us to be more financially fit this year and moving on. So with that said, thanks again for listening. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend. Look forward to interacting with you next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern Time on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Signing off. Take care now.
City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by